My next guest is on the line. She's Angie Richardson. She's the spokesperson for Unmask Hate. And we're going to find out a lot more about that organization. Angie, good afternoon, and thank you so much for being with me on Chai FM.
Hi there, thank you, and thank you for having me.
So I'm going to put my hand up and admit that I know very little about your organization. Tell me all about it, who, what, where, and how.
We recently formed. We're a group of citizens from different backgrounds. Many of us are mums. And we really formed around the Cape Union Mart case and just the rise we're seeing in hate towards Jews in South Africa, which we find very concerning. And our aim is really just to try and put more balanced, more informed facts in the public space, because I know there are many South Africans that I assume feel like us, that we don't really want to take a position on Israel or Palestine, but we also don't feel very comfortable about the rise of hatred towards Jews in South Africa.
Wow, that's actually quite moving. I didn't know that, and I didn't know that it all kind of stemmed back to this Cape Union Mart case. Was that really the point at which you said, so far, no further, that I've got to do something about this?
I think it's the Cape Union Mart case, really, because Cape Union Mart have taken the matter to court. I mean, there have been other boycotts. I mean, Dis-Chem has been targeted. Number of smaller Jewish businesses have been targeted. And really, they're being targeted because there is someone in a leadership role or there is ownership and that person happens to be a Jew. And I think, you know, reading the Cape Union Mart affidavit, the court papers, you know, they're not asking the courts to ban free speech, or it's not about stopping protests. What it's about is the manner in which these protests are being conducted. And, you know, in the Cape Union Mart case, the company has no links to Israel whatsoever. Most of you know, what the campaigners are asking, they're asking South Africans to boycott a company that's a very much South African company. And this boycott jeopardizes jobs, it jeopardizes people's livelihoods. And I think we need to have, you know, it's one thing to protest against inhumane treatment, but it's an entirely another thing to boycott a company that jeopardizes South African jobs.
I'm listening to you talk and I'm actually just kind of blown away, I have to tell you, and I'm wondering just about you, the person. I mean, it would have been so much easier for you to have just kept quiet, kept your head down and stayed in your lane. Who are you? Why? What led you to do this? Did you have a particularly remarkable upbringing, remarkable parents who instilled this kind of value system? Just like where? Because people don't do this. We just don't.
I think I've worked in the media space for many years on a number of issues. And, you know, I also have, you know, I'm also a mom, and, you know, and I think over the years, I've been very concerned about social media and how specific narratives and, you know, causes are being driven. And they, you know, there's just not a lot of, there doesn't seem to be a lot of balance in what we're consuming. And, you know, it's, you know, I just feel there's also been this, as parents and what I've noticed with my children is we're not encouraging young people to actually know their history, to understand history, to think about history critically. So, you know, you're seeing a lot of these kind of campaigns and narratives that really have nothing to do with South Africa, a lot of them, being driven, and people are kind of just digesting it, you know, without critically thinking about what they're digesting. And I think the Cape Union Mart boycott, it's another one of those where people are kind of just following along, but they don't really understand what the facts of the case are and if there's actually any basis to it. And that's really why. And you know, I think I've got a lot of colleagues who feel the same.
Pretty remarkable, really. I'm just thinking as you're talking, and my reference point, my kind of very visceral reaction to something like this, I suppose, was the Rodin King David tennis match.
Yeah.
Where I just thought, now this is going to a level that makes me uncomfortable. This is now This is now not legitimate criticism of a foreign government. This is now bringing foreign issues into a context in South Africa which just has no place at all. We're now going to the 1930s.
And it's affecting children.
So, I mean, I totally accept what you're saying. And I still think you're a very brave person, but nevertheless.
You know, I think if I can just maybe bring one element of the that I found alarming about the Cape Union Mark matter. In the court paper, there was actually a memorandum that was handed over by the protesters to Cape Union Mark. And they essentially said, if you say these words, if you condemn Israel, the state of Israel, if you condemn the genocide in Gaza, it's basically what looks very much like coerced speech. They're saying, if you say all that publicly, we'll call off the protest. And I'm like, what? You know, that is their demands. They're essentially shaking down business to further their cause. That for me was incredibly alarming.
Yeah. I want to just touch on the fact that you say it's a diverse group and not a Jewish issue, because I think that's really, really, really important.
Yes.
Apparently, you've been very clear that although some members are Jewish, Unmask Hate is intentionally diverse. I'm gathering that was like really important to you right from the outset.
Yes, because, you know, one of the things that we, you know, as a group have been talking about is we in South Africa, we're leading up to, you know, local elections.
Yeah.
And we're already starting to see things like xenophobia, issues around, you know, illegal migration. These are all very, very big topics that become very emotive and very politically driven. And, you know, we just know, you know, we need to be able, as South Africans, to be able to digest news, be able to digest what's in media, but then think, is this really what's happening? You know, can I just take this on face value that, and I mean, I know there were headlines recently about Malawians, you know, and we don't want to be in a situation where we're like, oh, well, all Malawians are terrible. You know, they're taking all our jobs, you know, that kind of broad brush sweeping. And, you know, we just want to really get people to think for themselves, you know, think, am I sure I've got the full story here? Do I really understand this issue? And so I think, you know, I mean, there's an old saying, you know, what starts with the Jews doesn't normally end with the Jews. And I think, you know, we just as South Africans need to go, okay, well, what are issues that we want to stand up for? And yes, we should all, you know, stand up for the rights of Palestinians and of, you know, on the other side of the border. But I mean, we need to be able to do this rationally. And I think keeping in mind who we are of South Africans, like what are issues that are also important to South Africans?
I've always felt that. I've always felt we had such a different gift to bring to the Middle East in terms of our South African experience, in terms of bringing desperate groups together and creating a rainbow nation. And there was so much we could have brought to this, and we just chose not to.
I know. It's such a tragedy.
Yeah.
I still have hope, though. I still have hope that we have leaders in South Africa that, you know, we still have that. But I think part of also our thing is we've got to be able to have the difficult conversations, but rationally, without shouting 100%. At each other. And name calling, you know, let's have rational debate.
There's just so much fear about right now. People are, for good reason, scared about speaking up. They're worried they're going to be shouted down or labeled or targeted. And I'm just wondering how Unmask Hate kind of can help ordinary South Africans push back without putting themselves in the firing line.
So your listeners can follow us on social media. Our message is this, you know, no one should feel obligated to speak up or speak out about anything.
Yeah.
If it is something you want to, and I think like a lot of people, you just want to really understand firstly the facts, and then how does this affect me? And so if you follow us on social media, we're just giving message, like using the Cape Union Mart example is like, how do the employees at Cape Union Mart feel when they got a go through, get to their job through a gauntlet of people who are shouting baby killer, you know, so we give trying to give very practical examples of how it feels for people on the ground and how we should think about these things, you know. So I think if they can follow us on social media, we do have a website, and we're just trying to really distill kind of complex issues with some you know, some facts and evidence and more information, you know, more things they can research if they want to. But I mean, I think the bottom line is this: no one should feel obligated to get into a fight with someone about an issue that is thousands of miles away. You know, and I think if you want to boycott Cape Union Mart, that's absolutely your right to do so. But no one should be forced to do that.
Final question for you. Are you kind of gaining traction? Are you talking to an echo chamber? How are you feeling about where
you
are?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you guys are speaking to us, and which is great. And yeah, I think our message is landing. I mean, the Cape Union Mart case in the Western Cape High Court is just closed. It's just finished, and now judgment is still to be delivered on that matter. But there were people from all walks of life there, and it was peaceful. It was, you know, both sides. There was no major issue. So I think people are, you know, at a point where we can discuss these things, you know, and people do want to find out more, you know, whereas I think a couple of years ago, in particular after October 7th, people were just like, oh, no, we're not going to touch this. We don't even want to talk about it. Mm. Whereas I think now people are more feeling more rational about things.
Angie, I want to close because I'm out of time. But before I let you go, I just want to read a message from a listener. His name is Roland, and he's written the following. He says, I'm only listening with one ear because I'm still at work. But the one sentence that shook me awake is, what starts with the Jews doesn't end with the Jews. And he goes on to say, this is 100% true. We should all be concerned, Jewish or not, because the same people who are out to get Jewish people today will be out to get us tomorrow. How do we know? Because they're actually telling us. Thought it was just an interesting comment. Angie Richardson, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM. You're a very, very brave and admirable person. Thank you for what you do, and I have no doubt that we will be talking again shortly.